Can we go to the Lord in prayer? Father, thank you so much. You're so good to me. I can't praise you enough. If every breath I had, I used it to praise you, it still wouldn't give you all the glory you deserved. So, Father, here's my praise tonight. I lift your name high, and I thank you for who you are and who you are to these people, Lord, your children, your precious children. Lord, we mean more to you than we can ever know. So, Lord, I just ask you to bless them tonight. Use my mouth and give me the words to say, and help me not say anything extra or take away from anything that you want to be said. Lord, help me just be your vessel that you can use. I desire that, and I thank you for that, Lord. And I thank you that your spirit is here already tonight, not because of me, but because of you. And we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you. And just bless this service in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I got some ridiculous funny stuff for you. And it's very corny, so Ish should like it. All right. Tell me, if you know, why do cows wear bells? Their horns don't work. What do you call a bear without teeth? A gummy bear. How do porcupines kiss? Very carefully. And this is my favorite. I won't kill you with any more. Why wouldn't a shrimp share his treasure? He was shellfish. Oh my goodness. Okay. All right. Now y'all just stretch your hands toward me and say, Lord, she can put this together like you want in Jesus' name. Now thank him for it. Okay, I got quite a bit of scriptures here, but yes, thank you, Lord, peace. Okay, I got some stuff I want to read to you, and I got a lot of stuff that probably won't take very long. You know, it looks a lot to me, but when I start talking, or I know some of the rest of you, when you get up here, you think, well, this is a lot, but then it seems like that it goes real fast. So if you want to, and you're willing, turn in your Bibles to John 10:1-16. Now let me see if I can get my glasses on with this little mic here. Okay. John 10:1-16. And the title of this message, as you've already seen if you looked up there, is You Can Hear God. Now let's go ahead and take care of this little situation here. Let me find my scripture first before I get to rattling. You can hear God. And anything other than that is a lie of the devil. You can hear God. I want you to say this with me. I can hear God. Okay. The devil is a liar. All right. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. Okay, let me see if that was where I wanted to go. Not quite. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they might have life and that they will have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The shepherd gives life, his life for the sheep. But a hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. The hireling flees because he is a hireling and does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and I am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice. They will hear my voice. And there will be one flock and one shepherd. So God is saying to us, if we enter in through Jesus Christ, which getting saved, and I think everybody here is saved. In fact, I can look around and I know you are. You asked Jesus into your heart, then you entered the fold. And you went through the motions of doing what God says, and you're his sheep. Now his sheep, it says, hear his voice. My sheep, hear my voice. So I think the point that he's been trying to get over to us, and I know that this has been the messages here lately on the Sunday nights, and I think probably some in Sunday mornings. I can't keep them apart because there's so many good messages, but his point that he's trying to drive home to you, because the devil is a liar, and he'll tell y'all, you can't hear the Lord. You don't know what he's saying about this, but he is a liar. And God's trying to make a point. You can hear. I don't care who you are. If you're born again, your spirit's alive to God. And that spirit can hear God. Amen? Now, let's see. Y'all just have to bear with me. Romans 10, 15 through 17, if you want to turn there. Okay, I had my little markers and didn't even use them. Still digging through it to find it. La, la, la. Okay. 15 through 17. Okay. Give me a second. Okay. And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay, so what I'm saying to you tonight is I'm reading you the word. And the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. So if you have faith, you can exercise it and believe that you yourself can hear God for yourself. You don't have to have me or pastor or anyone else to tell you what you need or to help you. I mean, it's great to have help, and we have the Holy Spirit as a helper, and we are surrounded by people that love the Lord and that are anointed and can tell you things. But if there was no one left in this church but you, you can hear God. We don't depend on man. We depend on God. But I am very, very thankful that I've had a lot of people in my life over the years and recently that have heard God for me and confirmed things that I was thinking I heard God, but I'm thinking, I hope that's you, God. I hope that's not just me wanting to know that. And then somebody would come along and tell me something that I felt like I'd heard and just confirmed it to me. So it's good to be surrounded by brothers and sisters who hear from God, but you can hear from God yourself. Let's see. Okay. Now, I just want to get my thoughts together so I don't go rambling off at the wrong time. Now, he was saying, Lord, in Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Whose report will you believe? All right. Now, let's go to Numbers 13. And this Bible is so old, y'all, part of it didn't even hear anymore, but I had all that I needed for this. Okay. And the Lord spake to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the children of Israel. From each tribe of their fathers you shall send a man, every one a leader among them. So Moses sent them out from the wilderness of Paran according to the command of the Lord, all of them men who were the heads of the children of Israel. And I'm not going to read all those names to you, but I'm going to just paraphrase from here. They sent the spies out, and they looked at the land, and there was an abundance of goodness in the land. It was the time of the year when the grapes were ripe, and they saw these grapes, and I don't remember. I'd have to go back and read again, but the grapes were huge. So there was just like an abundance of good food there. And there were two, Joshua and Caleb, thank you, Tina, that saw how good the land was. But the rest of the spies, the other 10, they saw the land was good, but they got in fear because the people were huge and many. And they were afraid. So when they went back to Moses, they were complaining. They say, well, the land's great, but we can't do anything. We can't go in there. There's giants in this land. That's where that phrase comes, whose report will you believe? Well, Joshua and Caleb believed God, and they believed that they could take the land, but these others didn't. So you're hearing the word of God tonight. You're hearing that I'm telling you that you can hear God. Whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the devil when he says, you go through things. And we're all going to go through more things. We're going to be faced with temptations and trials till we go on to be with the Father. Okay? So we've got to believe what the Word says about us at any given time. We can't get in such a distress that we give up, or that we just start frustrated and say, I can't hear God. I got to hear God. I can't hear Him. If you get to that point, go up for prayer. That's when your brothers and sisters come in handy, because they're not under that load of stress that you're going through, and they can help you. Amen. Always, always ask for prayer. I mean, I do. Y'all don't know it, but I call the pastors, or I call Carol, or I call somebody on the praise team, or I call people and I ask for prayer. I do. I'm not ashamed to ask for prayer. I'm not so smart, and I'm not so anointed that I don't need help. I don't. I have to have the help of my brothers and sisters. Amen? And that's what you do. Okay. And I'm not going to tell you to go there. I'm just going to tell you that God says in Isaiah 40:29 that He gives power to the weak, and those who have no might, He increases strength. In 43:10, I will go there because I can't remember exactly what it says. Isaiah, if you want to go along, Isaiah 43:10. There, I marked it again. I just need to go there. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I've chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me there was no God formed, nor shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. So God's saying, you're my witnesses. Okay, and then I'm not going to read the whole thing. Deuteronomy 19:15, out of the mouths of two or three, every word is established. Okay, so when you're not sure about something, and you go to the Lord and you pray about it, this is what's been happening to me. I'll ask God something, and I'll see something, and I'll say, okay, yeah, I know this is you, God. But the next thing you know, somebody up here is either teaching, preaching, and confirming what I thought. God will always confirm His word. And you know this, it's always going to line up with your Bible. But that's how you can trust that you're hearing from God. He'll confirm it so you know that you know that you know. And then it'll line up with God's word. So who can hear God? Thank you, Ashley. All of us. Okay. All right. Now, this is where I wanted to go. I already forgot something, but I'm going to skip over that right now. Okay, not too long ago, if you were here, Pastor read this prophecy. It's from Agnes Ebedi. I guess I'm pronouncing her name right. And I'm going to read it to you. Most of you have already heard it. But he felt that this was God, or he wouldn't have given it to us. And when I heard it, I knew it was God. And since then, I've had it confirmed, so I'm going to show you how some stuff got confirmed. This is for y'all. Then I heard the Spirit of God say, "The strength of my word will shatter the mountains that have hindered or challenged you as you stand at the edge of your miracle and on the brink of your biggest breakthrough." Okay, right there is telling us that we're right at the edge of our biggest breakthrough. You are stepping into the beginning of the best days of your life. He has given you keys that will unlock uncommon favor to you. I love this. The force of the fierce favor of God that unshackled Joseph from the prison and launched him into the palace in one day is coming upon your life. He's no respecter of persons. He's given this word, and it's for the church. Who is the church? We are. Okay. It will unlock affluence and release increased influence and income to you. Now, let me see if I can find my little book. I want to read you what I looked up about those two words. Okay. It will unlock affluence and release increased influence and income to you. I looked up the word in the dictionary, affluence, a plentiful supply of material goods, wealth, abundance, a flowing toward, okay? And then I looked up influence, a power indirectly or intangibly affecting a person or a course of events, power to sway or affect based on prestige, wealth, ability, or position. A person or thing exercising such power, an effect or change produced by such power. So God's telling us that there's a breakthrough coming. And I mean, as far as I'm concerned, and far as me, I'm already seeing it. I'm already experiencing it. And I believe that we just haven't grasped the revelation of it yet. The keys for this new level of favor in your life shall blast open mighty doors that will take you into new dimensions of your destiny. The force of favor shall launch you into your next level of blessing. This is your hour of divine visitation. Now listen to this. This is all what he gave us about 2 weeks ago. I hear the roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah, the King of Kings, the Almighty God. I hear our Father say, "The roar of the lion of the tribe of Judah is bringing an end to the war against your finances, your family, and your health." You are stepping into a season of uncommon peace and uncommon miracles. I declare that as you step into the middle of the year, may God go before you and may your groundbreaking miracle come to pass in Jesus' name. May the power of God bring momentum to what has been stagnant and move you into massive provision in Jesus' name. I pray that the Almighty God will break open the floodgates of heaven over your life and that there may be a bursting forth, a rapid release, a tidal wave, an overflow, a flood of blessing upon your life speedily and suddenly in Jesus' mighty name. And then she goes on to say, get ready your mid-year. What time of the year is this? Get ready, your mid-year, what time of the year is this? Your mid-year groundbreaking miracle is on its way to you speedily in Jesus' name. Now, there's my thoughts. Just receive it. God's told us. And he's going to confirm it. I'm going to give you something else. But whose report are we going to believe? This is the report of the Lord. This is from a prophet that Pastor felt comfortable with. When I heard it, and I know I'm not the only one, I got excited when I heard this. I know it is God. So then I want to tell you what I come across. I'm going to have too much here, so I won't be able to go into all of it. But who's ever heard of Barbara Yoder? Okay, she was on Sid Roth, and she was the one when I was telling you the other day about when you clap your hands to clap with a purpose. In other words, you intentionally clap. You just don't clap because, oh, this is great, yay, yay. No, you're doing warfare. You're clapping with a purpose. You're tearing down the walls of the enemy. She said that when we do that with the intention of glorifying God and doing it purposefully, I get my words out, she said that it shatters into the second heaven where the enemy is resisting your breakthrough. Remember Daniel, and he prayed and he fasted 21 days. And his answer, the angel came to him and said, the Lord heard you the first day you prayed, but I had to, when I came to give you the word, I was resisted by the king of Persia, the enemy of Persia. What, Persia? Prince of Persia, okay? So he had to battle him for the rest of that time to get the answer to Daniel to confirm that God did hear you. God's got the answer. He's going to do what you need him to do. Well, God's doing that for you. He's already answered your prayer. But the enemy himself is going to resist. He's not ever going to just lay down and say, oh, I'm tired of these people. I'm tired. They're praying every day and they're calling out the name of God and they're giving him glory and they're going to church. I've had enough. I can't fight anymore. No, he's not going to do that. Until he is bound up with chains and thrown into the pit, he's going to still fight. That's just the way it is. So this was confirming to me what this other lady said about the to shatter things. Okay, let's see if I can get my stuff together. Give me just a minute here. Don't give up on me. The word shout in Hebrew says it shatters the power of the enemy, what is in the second heaven that's standing against you. When you clap, you are destroying the enemy. So clap with intention. And let's practice. We're deliberately using our weapons because that's who we are. We're the army. You are the army of God that can hear God and do what his word says. Amen? Hallelujah. Woo, sounding good. Boy, y'all are, woo, I like it. Yes, clap with authority. Absolutely. I got that word absolutely from her too. She said it to me so much I started saying it. It's a good word. Okay, let's see. Just a few little thoughts. Draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to you. James 4:8. And Gloria Copeland, she said that praying in the Spirit, and we know this, but praying in the Spirit is one of the weapons of our warfare that isn't carnal or natural, but it's supernatural through God to the pulling down of strongholds, 2 Corinthians 10:4. And I love that scripture, and I'm just going to throw it out there. We know that the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. But as it is written, 1 Corinthians 2:9-10, I have not seen, nor ear hath not heard, neither has it entered to in the heart of man those things that God has prepared for those who love him. So we can't even imagine with our imagination, with our thinkers, how much God has already prepared for us. It's beyond our ability to even think. So it must be really big, because I can think of some really big, great, good things that God has for us. So if I can't even comprehend that because it's so much greater, then I'm telling you, we've got some blessings on the way. And they're not all just for when we go to heaven, y'all. God wants us to receive them now. This is what going to church and living is all about. Taking down the walls of the enemy and pressing on and grasping the good things that God has for us. You can do it. You can do it. I can't say it like they do, but okay. Well, let's see, I think I went over that. Okay, this is back to Barbara Yoder. And when I watched her on Sid Roth, he said she has the breaker anointing. Now, that is an anointing that comes on somebody when they teach or preach or whatever that will set other people free. When you hear it, it helps you. It brings a new realm of freedom to you. Okay, I want some of that. I want to be able to do that where people can get some more freedom. Amen? But she said, God is the breaker. She said, the message that she gave had this scripture in it, Micah 2:13. And now you're going to start hearing what I was talking about, confirming. Then I, God, will burst all confinements and lead them out into the open. Debbie, remember what we said? Enlarge your place of your tent, wide open spaces. I will lead them out into the open. They'll follow their king, and I will be out front leading them in. And then she gave this scripture, Amos 3:8. The lion has roared. Who isn't frightened? God has spoken. What prophet can keep quiet? And she used the word perez. I think I'm pronouncing it right. But in the Bible it says Bel Perazim, okay. But she said it means breakout, breakthrough, increase. Always implies increase and going from a confined space to an enlarged space. And there again, that scripture, enlarge the place of your tent. God is telling us to get ready, that he's already done what has to be done. It's just a timing that we're waiting on. So we're in that time. What time of the year is it? Mid-year. And this prophet said this, and now this person with the breaker anointing, she is saying the same thing. She's talking about the lion roaring. This prophet said it. These two people, I doubt, ever met. And I'm sure they didn't get together and plan this, because I just happened to run across this on Sid Roth. And let's see, what else did I? Okay. So if one prophet of God is saying one thing, and then another prophet comes along from another area and is given a prophecy, and it's lining up with what the other thing says and lining up with the Bible, because I just gave you scriptures, that's two. And I'm telling you now, so you can count it three. God's confirming what he says. God wants you to know that you can hear him. And in confirming things, it's letting you know you are hearing him. Everything doesn't have to be a burning bush like Moses saw, or a loud clap of thunder so you can say, oh, it must be God. It doesn't have to be like that. It's just plain and simple. And he will do things out of the ordinary to get your attention or to confirm. But all we need to know is this says so. And if it says so, you can count on it. It will never fail, so you'll never fail. You are blessed. You are the healed and the whole. You say, well, I don't feel like I'm healed. Well, God said you were. So that's the point we have to come to believe that we can receive that healing that's already been provided. It's all the good things, all the promises are yes and amen. So, yeah, I do have one more thing. Let's see, maybe two. I got a minute. I meant to read some of this earlier. Okay, I already told you that, though. I just quoted it. Never mind. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have it entered into the heart of man the things that God prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them to us by Spirit. The Spirit, using prophets, the Word, confirming it with the Word. The Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. I like that. Not just some old shallow, very, that's okay, you know. That's good. It's good. Now, I want to read you this. This is just a little cute thing before I close that I meant to read to start with after my corny jokes. This is just something that happened to somebody, and I want you to show how God works, even though these people are really not quoting scriptures or anything. In this book, it was a Sunday school lesson in 1964. It's a true story of something that happened a long time ago in the life of a Skid Row resident and a little orphan boy. The day before Christmas, a Skid Row alcoholic found a dollar bill. Greatly excited at his good fortune, he began trying to decide how to spend the money. Finally, he decided he would go to his favorite saloon and treat some of his friends to a drink. But on the way to the saloon, the old tramp passed a sporting goods store, and he spied a baseball bat in the window. This brought back haunting memories of long ago when he'd been a poor boy who longed to play ball but who was never able to even own a bat. Seeing that the bat was priced at only a dollar, the old man went in and bought it. Then he took it to an orphanage just down the street. Placing it in the doorway, he rang the doorbell and ran away. Finding the bat, the keeper of the orphanage made a Christmas present of it for an awkward, gangly boy who liked to play ball, but who up to this time had never owned a bat. The boy grew up to become a famous man, Babe Ruth, the home run king. Would it not have been wonderful if the old man could have known what that dollar would mean in the hands of that orphan boy? There's no way of assessing little gifts and little kindnesses. Sometimes the last days just before Christmas become so cluttered and frenzied with activities and shopping sprees that we lose our perspective. The Christmas spirit, nevertheless, for a little while, helps us to forget ourselves and remember others. And as we show our love for others, a wonderful feeling of joy comes to us. Christ is born again in our hearts. So we can be born again, but God still refreshes us. Amen. So, who can hear God? All right. And what do you do when you clap? With a purpose. And you shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. So let's practice one more time. We're clapping for a purpose. We're putting the enemy in his place. He's got to take his hands off of Pastor Rock's sister-in-law. And God is going to have his way. Woo! Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank y'all for not running away from me.